This is the short edition of More or Less, first broadcast on the BBC World Service.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello and welcome to More or Less on the BBC World Service. I'm Ruth Alexander. This week, could having long lie-ins kill you? I try, although often fail, to get 8 hours sleep, which I always thought was the ideal.
That is not true.
Until I heard from Dr. Greg Jacobs, a specialist at the Sleep Disorders Centre at the University of Massachusetts Medical School in the US.
We were given that recommendation for many years, and now the research over the past 10 years suggests that sleeping 8 hours a night may be a health risk.
So Greg believes that getting 8 hours sleep a night might actually be bad for you.
There have been about 34 studies. These are epidemiologic studies that follow people over time, involving over 2 million people, that consistently show that there's a U-shaped relationship between sleep duration and mortality. The lowest mortality is at the bottom of the U, and that's 7 hours of sleep. And then as you sleep less than 7 or more than 7, there's a gradual increase in mortality risk, with long sleepers and short sleepers showing the greatest increase in mortality.
Of course, we're all going to die one day. So what's meant by increased mortality risk? Well, it means you've got more chance of dying sooner rather than later. More on that shortly. But first, let's find out more about how our sleep habits are studied. Although some studies have shown that 8 hours sleep is associated with health problems, we probably shouldn't talk about 8 hours so precisely, in the view of Franco Capuccio, a professor of cardiovascular medicine and epidemiology at the University of Warwick in the UK. He's done a detailed analysis of sleep studies.
It's very unusual to measure sleep very accurately. We tend to rely on very simple methods of asking people, on average, how many hours they sleep a night. It has to be taken with a pinch of salt.
Because people aren't very good at accurately reporting how long they're sleeping for.
Naturally, obviously, you will have to rely on your memory or your recollection and the fact that you don't know whether you're reporting time in bed or time asleep, and whether you are accounting for naps and so forth. So lots of approximations.
So relying on people's self-reports makes this an uncertain science, and apparently we have a tendency to overestimate how long we've been asleep. But if you think you sleep between 6 and 8 hours a night on average, like three quarters of people say they do in countries like the US and the UK, you've got nothing to worry about, he says. More or less than that, though, does appear to carry a risk of developing conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes and cardiovascular disease, or worse.
As you sleep more than 8 hours, so 9, 10, 11, or less than 6, so 5, 4, 3, you have a very sharp rise in what we estimate to be the risk of developing these conditions or to die early later on in life.
How big is this risk? When the researchers went back to the people they'd surveyed, they found that 12% more short sleepers had died compared to the 6 to 8 hour sleepers. And when the researchers went back to the long sleepers, even more of them had died, 30% more compared to the number of 6 to 8 hour sleepers. So it seems at first sight that too much sleep is worse for you than too little sleep. But that's not what's going on, Franco Capuccio says. Short sleep is bad for you. That's pretty clear, he says, pointing to other studies which have shown that if you deprive people of sleep, it does cause a bad physical reaction.
You may, for instance, increase their blood pressure. You may increase their ability to develop diabetes, basically by impairing your ability to utilize glucose. So there is a wealth of evidence experimentally to back up the idea that if you don't sleep enough, we say 6 hours or more, you are likely to develop alterations of your metabolism and your functions, which, if sustained over your lifetime or over many years, you are at greater risk of a number of things.
But another sleep specialist in the UK, Professor Jim Horn, argues that sleep deprivation experiments have been too extreme, put people under too much stress for the results to be reliable. He's a sleep expert, but says we should think more about what's going on in our waking hours.
The evidence of people who are very short sleep, people sleep only 5 hours a night, then one has to ask the question, this is very low, and why are you only sleeping 5 hours a night? Is your life so stressful? Are you spending too much in an agitated wakefulness? And clearly, it's not so much a lack of sleep, which is the problem, it's the fact that you are maybe having a stressed lifestyle, and that might be the factor which is causing maybe cardiovascular disease, for example. So it's not necessarily the short sleep, and there's no real evidence that increasing the sleep of these people will actually offset the likelihood of that disease getting worse.
Although Franco Capuccio says things like stress are taken account of when analysing experiment results, but what about the apparently even larger ill effects of long sleep? Well, this is where Jim Horn and Franco Capuccio agree. They say although sleeping for a long time is linked to ill health, there's no evidence that it's causing the ill health.
Nothing at all. On the other hand, we know very well long sleep is a symptom of a more serious condition. And although in our studies we're trying to allow for all the possible reasons that may confound our association, depression, we try to allow for that, the use of sleeping pills or hypnotics, and even adjusting for all these factors, the association was still there. But we still believe that what we could not adjust for was for some pre-existing, pre-symptomatic ill health that people in the long sleeping range would have that we couldn't pick up.
So the increased risk of health problems that you see in people who sleep for a long time is probably not the sleep causing that. The sleep itself is probably a marker for some underlying condition that the person may not know yet that they have.
Indeed.
But not everyone agrees. Sean Youngstead, professor at Arizona State University in the US, says short sleep has been studied a lot because that's what pharmaceutical companies, sleeping tablet manufacturers, are interested in. He's one of the few people researching long sleep and says he's getting interesting results.
We did a study in young adults, only 14 people, where we asked them to spend 3 hours more in bed a night for 3 weeks. They were only able to spend 2 hours more in bed, and they had increases in depressed mood, and they had increases in inflammation.
As well as the inflammation and depression, the teenagers also complained about soreness and back pain. Supporting a theory put forward by Kevin Morgan at Loughborough University in the UK, Sean wonders whether the problem with long sleep is prolonged inactivity. He's carrying out an experiment where long-sleeping and average-sleeping adults are asked to spend an hour less in bed. Maybe reducing time spent in bed might also consolidate sleep, he posits. It helps insomniacs. Sleep quality is something all the scientists agree could affect your health. The problem is, it's even harder to measure than how long you sleep. So how much sleep should you be getting? Well, despite the caveats that people are very unreliable witnesses to their own sleep, Greg Jacobs thinks we do have an idea.
Every spring in the United States, the National Sleep Foundation polls several thousand adults in a random scientific sampling, and they find something very interesting, that the typical adult today reports 7 hours of sleep, and that actually seems to be the median sleep duration in the adult population around the world. That suggests there's something about 7 hours of sleep that is kind of natural for the brain. And secondly, they find that the majority of adults still report that they feel rested and energetic, and only about 5% feel sleepy on a daily basis. There is something about 7 hours of sleep that seems to be the ideal number in terms of what people naturally get and what we see in terms of ideal health outcomes in terms of lowest mortality risk. So 7 hours of sleep keeps turning up over and over again.
But if you enjoy sleeping, spend a lot of time in bed and feel perfectly well, you're probably just fine. There's no sure evidence that the lion is going to kill you. Our email address is moreorless@bbc.co.uk. You can get a download of this programme and previous editions at our website, bbc.com/moreorless.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. The details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.